you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Go to asashow.com. Now, so many people want to know ways to lose weight. It's still a hot topic, regardless that the first of the year has passed. But now, of course, people still want to know, what can I do? I want to tell you something. That really what it comes down to are some basic concepts. And really, if you stick with the basics like anything else in life, then you can be successful. So a couple of things you want to think about. Number one, you want to move. Man, it sounds like common sense, but it's true. You know, the average person sits about 6 to 8 hours a day or more, whether it's behind the job, behind the wheel, whatever it might be, and people sit. Now, studies have shown that if you sit longer than 6 hours, or 6 hours or longer, you start to shave years off your life. The body was designed to move. So we got to get out and get moving. So burning calories is more than just the formal workouts. Take the stairs instead of the elevator. Here's some ways you can get in those extra calories. Of course, park your car at the end of the parking lot. Stop driving around in circles looking for a place up front. Really get your butt out of the car and walk. My goodness. Take your dog for a longer walk. And, of course, get up and visit coworkers' desks instead of sending emails. I think you need to send the emails because you'll start chit-chatting and they'll cut into work time, but that's because I'm a business owner. Anyway, plan more activities such as playing soccer with your kids in the backyard or power walking with your friends at the mall. And that doesn't involve sitting still, so if you think about it, there are plenty of reasons every day to get up and get moving. That's a chapter in my book, by the way, Get Moving, Make It Happen. Now, pumping iron is a big one. This is one of my favorites. This is where you'll find me just about every morning. Burning fat efficiently boils down to one thing, building more muscle. A major key to revving up your metabolism is muscle mass. Well, the reason muscles demand more energy from your body than fat does, the more muscle you add to your body, therefore, the more calories you'll be burning throughout the day. So add about 15 minutes of strength training exercises like lifting dumbbells, or doing crunches, lunges, and squats. To your fitness plan, do this 2 or 3 times a week in addition to plenty of cardiovascular training. Now, another one that's really good are squeezing in the little mini workouts. You know, the amazing thing is 10 minutes a day, literally surge training type workouts at 10 minutes a day, they have shown in study after study after study that you can get just as much out of a high-intensity type surge workout due to the effects it has on your hormones than you can even with like a 45-minute workout. So even those little 10-minute workouts can help make a big difference. So if it's a brisk walk around the block or jumping down to some push-ups and some stretches or some jumping jacks, whatever it is, make it happen. All right, when it comes to eating, here we go. I've got a newsflash for you. This is rocket science. Portion control. A few extra bites here and there may seem like no big deal, but think about it. Not paying attention to the portion size over and over again can completely sabotage your diet. No matter how strong your efforts are, that's so critical is to make sure your portions are small. Now, if you really crave food and you're always just so hungry you can't even control it, if you drink about an 8-ounce glass of water 20 to 30 minutes before a meal, it'll create a stretch reflex in the stomach telling you your body is full. That's a great way to cut down. Now, eating breakfast is a big one. I don't know how many people I talk to here on the show and just throughout our business, emails and phone calls, and they say to me, you know, one thing I do is I always skip breakfast. You know, this really is, it's not just something mom taught you because she wanted you to eat when you were a kid. like medically, it really is a big deal when you skip breakfast. Because here's what happens. You sleep for 6 to 8 hours, so you're fasting, basically. You don't eat any food. Well, most people don't, unless you sneak up in the middle at 2 a.m. and you're eating Ben and Jerry's and no one knows about it. Yes, I'm talking to you. So let's say you sleep through the night and you get up in the morning and you don't eat. Well, your body has just gone through a fasting state. Now, you're resting, so you're not really burning up a lot of muscle tissue. But if you jump out of bed, get a cup of coffee, and don't eat till lunch, or just eat like a granola bar, you're setting yourself up for all kinds of health issues, everything from diabetes by not eating enough and then throwing in a bunch of sugar. You're setting yourself up for inflammation in the digestive tract and a host of other issues because your body's going to begin to slow down its metabolism. It's going to think it's starving, or starvation mode, as they call it, and it'll begin to hold on to fat and burn up muscle tissue. Actually, you live off your muscle tissue first, and the body will hold on to fat. It's part of a innate mechanism that it has. So just focus on eating breakfast on a regular basis. Make it small. You know, doing a smoothie every single day is great. We have something called Daily Meal Complete. It's a complete organic meal replacement. You can go to the website, check it out, go to asusshow.com, and you can see that there. But that's what I do. I like getting up in the morning. I'm always on the move. I move quick. I work out in the morning. Got a lot going on. So I wanted something very simple. You can add fresh berries to it. You can add yogurt to it and really spice it up if you want to. But it's a great way to make a smoothie in the morning, kale leaves, whatever you want to do. It's phenomenal for your overall health. And it's easy. Don't do the cereal. Don't do the bagel. Don't do the breakfast sandwich at the fast food place. You don't need to. If you want something quick, make a smoothie in the morning with everything that you need and get out the door. Breakfast, critical. All right, drinking more water. It's a big one. So, again, not rocket scientists, but close, really. Drinking more water is a simple change you can make. It requires no equipment and costs you absolutely nothing but a little bit of effort. Come on now. And don't worry about peeing all the time. So what are you waiting for? Start guzzling. Not only is hydrating your body with clean, fresh water vitally important for your health, but it can also actually help you lose weight. We often mistake thirst or hunger. So upping the water intake will actually naturally help you feel more satisfied, curbing the urge to do any in-between meal snacking. And more water also is tasty and appealing. It's also been shown that drinking more water will help you lower body fat, and also support the body and other mechanisms. And if you don't like the taste of it, you can add lemon and lime, put a little stevia in there, and it'll taste like lemonade or limeade. I do it all the time. So find the fun back in fitness. And if you don't like working out, you don't like exercise, you don't want to play tennis, you just don't want to work out at all, don't like it, don't like activity, you'd rather sit on the couch and eat bonbons. Well, really, for exercise, you've just got to get moving. I don't care what it is. Mountain biking, trail hiking, swimming, dancing, you know, golf, skiing. Just don't count gardening as one. That drives me crazy. Well, you know, Dr. Ace, I garden. Okay, well, that's great. Go pick your snap peas out of there. But we got to get your butt moving. So we got to get out and do some exercise. Walking, just go out to your mailbox and back, walk around the neighborhood. Go to the mall. If it's snowing outside where you live, go to the mall and just make it happen. Get moving and have fun with it. Take a friend. Get an accountability partner. It makes a big difference. Snacking is another one. Eat small snacks in between your meals. I always say 3 meals a day, 2 to 3 snacks in between. Literally, it could be something simple like sliced turkey, could be nuts and fruits, some veggies, whatever it is. It'll keep your metabolism running on a regular basis. It'll cut down on the body's ability to go into starvation mode. That's a real key. So there's some tips to keep the metabolism up and to burn those calories. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Fall in love. With food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pale Combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Why
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Don't forget, you can also check out on the web. Go to mywellnessproviders.com. You look for a healthcare provider in your area. And then, of course, we've got a network of folks that we're growing all around the country. So we want to make sure you can find who you need. We've got great team members to help you along the way. Check us out at the website as well. It's going to go to the lines and talk with Steve. Hi, Steve. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for taking my call. Sure. My phone's about to die, so I'm going to try to make this really quick.
Okay.
I was a caregiver for my parents for 11 years. My parents were old enough to be my grandparents, and at the point in time that my mom was diagnosed with Alzheimer's and dementia, I didn't have anything, you know, really important going on in my life. So what I did is I was visiting my parents, and, you know, when my mother had a stroke, and while I was visiting, she had another stroke, and I realized that my dad was going to need help. And I, with his permission, I moved in with them. I took care of them for 11 years, so they passed away. Now, I have dealt with anxiety attacks, grief, and basically, like, I just came to the point where I evaluated my life and life in general. I came to the conclusion that I'm going to really appreciate the stuff that's important in life and that's not important. And I've come to find that a lot of the stuff that's not important is that what our society values. And it creates a lot of stress with me. I'm accomplished at what I do, but at the same time, I deal with a lot of frustration and anger because I feel that a lot of my employers expect more from me than I think is justifiable. I'm working in a retirement home now, and I'm putting in 40 hours regular time, anywhere from 50 to 60 hours overtime. I'm getting paid well, but I'm completely burnt out.
Mm-hmm. So your goals are what for your health? Are you trying to figure out how to find balance in it all? Is that kind of...
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's like... it's hard to draw the line with my employers and tell them, you know what, I need a couple of days off because they'll say, well, by law, you have a right to have a couple of days off. But at the same time, I mean, I'm the only maintenance man in a facility that has 51 rooms with about 78 people. I have to address all their issues, which is great. And I love the people that I work for, the residents. They're great people.
Mm-hmm.
I thank God that I have, you know, the heart of the Lord. Because I feel compassion for them, and I take extra time to make sure that their life is comfortable and good. But it's like my supervisors are all CEOs. They're like, it's all about money.
Sure.
And it's getting to the point where I'm on the verge of, like, not a nervous breakdown, but I'm like, I think about going to work, and it used to be, like, fun. Because I can look forward to, like, dealing with the people that I live, that I work with,
mm-hmm.
and making their life comfortable. And now it's just like, I feel like I'm walking into Godzilla's cave. You know, it's like, it's just,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And you know what? I love people. You know, I'm a very compassionate person. My prayer that the Lord gave to me is I say, Heavenly Father, I pray that you would help me to see the world and humanity through your eyes. I pray that you would give me strong hands like Jesus as a carpenter, but yet compassionate and healing as a servant of God and a healer. I pray that you give me the wisdom of Solomon, the courage of David, and that you would direct my feet by the power of the Holy Spirit. It's wherever I go that the Holy Spirit would direct my feet. That
Amen.
Is my prayer.
That's a good prayer. I mean, it's a powerful prayer. And are they giving you, are you 7 days a week right now?
Oh, you know what? I've been working there since the end of January up until
7 days a week.
And yesterday I had the day off. And I had one other day off between that time. And I've been working there, I'm not kidding, about like 7 o'clock in the morning till 12 at night.
I would just tell them, I would have a meeting with your supervisor. And I would just very kindly talk to them and say, you know, just have a conversation. Say, look, I love my job. I love what I do. I love serving all these people here. And I realize that, you know, just have a conversation. I realize that you guys need me working all this time. But here's the deal. Say, you know, for me, it's very important that I have one day off a week. Period. One full day off a week. If you guys need me to work 6 days, then that's fine. But I would do one day off a week and then one weekend a month have, you know, two days off. And just tell them that's what I have to still be productive for you guys. And say it kind of goes along with my belief system as well. And I'd like for you guys to respect that. Have a conversation with them. You know, you don't have to be a jerk about it. But you can just be, you know, be kind of frank with them. Like, look, you know, have fun with all that. If I walk out the door and try and find someone else that'll work as hard as I am, it's kind of what you're saying, but be really kind about it and be really, you know, sincere and just let them know. A lot of times you can have these bent frustrations and you may think that no one else cares or these, you know, the CEOs are all about money and they don't care, but maybe they don't know. You know, if you have an actual conversation with them, you know, they may just hear you. Most CEOs are pretty level-headed. And if they know that you're working, you know, and you can kind of detail that out for them, you know, they'll be pretty compassionate about it and probably give you that time. But you have to do that to protect yourself. Because I'm assuming just by listening to you that you're the kind of person that will just not really say anything and let it build up on the inside until you explode. Is that right?
My supervisor, are you there?
I'm here.
And I tried to explain this to him, just basically what you told me. You know, I was like talking to him, and I said, I need help. I'm the only maintenance man in this facility. I need help. And he says, I know you do. I know you do. I said, well, what are we going to do about that? He goes, well, you just got to suck it up, and you just got to hit it hard and just work harder, and we'll try to find somebody to help you.
Well, what I would do, this is my kind of my final point to you. If you've already had that conversation with the supervisor, go to the next level up because you didn't get anywhere with him. Have the same conversation and just let them know if they're not going to work with you on it and you're burning out that hard, you got to let them know and come up with a, you know, get to someone that can make the decision because it's too vital for your health.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters, DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Tatler reusable canning lids. Sun oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Check us out on the web. Go to asashow.com. Now, Americans, they're saying, are living longer, even with everything going on, and with us hearing all about the rise of heart disease and cancer. Hopefully, a lot of this stuff that we're doing in the media, all of us that are out here teaching every single day, whether it's television or radio, is making a difference. Well, hopefully. Americans now, they're saying the life expectancy is going from 78.6 years to 78.7 years. So it's gone up, you know, a little bit. But the U.S. death rates have dropped 0.5% between 2009 and 2010. Of course, that was several years ago. But, you know, the lowest rate ever we're seeing now, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the National Center for Health Statistics said recently that both heart disease and cancer stubbornly remain in place as the nation's leading killers. The death rates here have declined as well. The report, based on 98% of death certificates from 50 states and the District of Columbia, in many regards, I think the health of the nation is improving and people are living to an older age, so that's good news. Dr. David McClellan, who's the acting regional chair of Family and Community Medicine at Texas A&M Health Science Center, he said, but we're starting to see age-related diseases have more prominence. For instance, aspiration pneumonia often happens when people get old enough to be debilitated enough to where they can't swallow. This could be due to dementia or the aftermath of a stroke. There's also a long way to go in terms of combating the epidemic of smoking, obesity, poor diet, and exercise, he said. If we could get the smoking epidemic under control, we'd probably see the numbers improve even more. So another expert was even more optimistic. This is good news, they said. We're making major progressions in cancer and heart disease through decreases in smoking and other lifestyle choices. Statins are also playing a part in reducing death rate from heart disease, they say. While cancer screening is also helpful to save lives, Brooks added, he says there are slight shuffles in rankings in the cause of death. Homicide fell out of the top 15 category for the first time in 1965, replaced by pneumonitis. Well, kidney disease and pneumonia, influenza, switch places, with the former now eighth and the latter ninth. Pneumonia and influenza have really dropped a lot. Several years ago, they were the sixth leading cause of death. And now, Dr. Michael Niederman, who's at Winthrop University Hospital in New York, he said, to me, it's very encouraging because we're dealing with older populations where many patients frequently have pneumonia, but this affirms the national priority on immunization, both influenza and pneumococcal. The other leading cause of death in order was, of course, chronic lower respiratory diseases, strokes, Alzheimer's disease, diabetes, kidney disease, suicide, septicemia, liver disease, hypertension, and Parkinson's. Many of these diseases are clearly related to the aging population, and death rates are also declined for influenza and pneumonia. But meanwhile, death rates increased for five of the top 15. Parkinson's disease, pneumonitis, liver disease, and cirrhosis, of course, topped the charts. The death rate for HIV and AIDS, which, of course, is not among the 15 leading causes of death in America, has declined by 13%. That's good news. There's also good news in infant mortality rates. Dr. Susan Steinbaum, a preventive cardiologist with Lenox Hill Hospital, New York, cautioned to get too excited about the findings. She said, this is good news. I don't think it's great news, she said. With the increased incidence in obesity, diabetes, and high blood pressure and high cholesterol, we're going to start seeing people get sicker younger. I agree with that. Totally agree. You know, with obesity being where it is and growing in staggering rates right now, we have to get in and make a difference. We have to get in and put a dent in all of this so we can go to the next level. That's my hope, is that we really can truly see changes in people's lives so we can go to that next level. That's the key. Benjamin Franklin comes in with our quote for the day. He says, anger is never without reason, but seldom with a good one. I love it. Very true. If you're angry, stop it. Stop being so angry. Why are you so angry? As Medea would say, stop being so angry at everybody. And let it go. Forgive. And help your own health out. When you're angry at other people, it only puts yourself in a prison and creates a nightmare for your own self. And it's going to hurt your own health. So practice the power of forgiveness. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. We're going to go now to Richard. Hi, Richard. Welcome to the show.
What?
Hello, Richard. Welcome.
How you doing, sir?
Living well. What's up?
For about 2 years now, I've been having problems with my legs from the back of my knee down. It's like when I try to go to sleep or something, they're like all over the place, or I got to move them or get up and walk around. But now that same sensation has moved between my bicep and my forearm on both arms. So I have the same feeling in my legs and in my arm. And then when I try to go to sleep, they're like all over the place. You know, and I'm like, well, I'm not going to move them, but they move on their own.
Right.
Right.
How long has it been going on?
My legs maybe 2 years, but my arms past year, 6 months.
And who have you seen for it?
I haven't seen anybody.
Okay. And how come? Just feel like
just
it
don't
go away on its own?
Resources to do anything like that.
Yeah, but you got to
like
come up with
insurance and stuff.
Well, if you go talk to a doctor's office, you'll find an office that'll do an office visit for less than $100. It's worth it to go in and actually talk to them. I mean, you could have a mineral deficiency. It could be something pretty basic. But, you know, you definitely want to go in and have it looked at so you can have that ruled out that it is something basic. I mean, that's the first thing you want to do. I would go and see just your primary care physician, family doctor. Go in and tell them. Just say, you know, I'm really struggling. Don't have any insurance right now, what can you do for a cash visit? Most doctors will see you at some level between about $75 and $100. And it'll be worth every penny because you go in, if it is something that looks needs to be looked into further, they can give you options. But if it's not, they can look at it right then and, of course, give you a diagnosis and you can come up with ways to work on it. Now, I will tell you another option that you might want to look at, especially because it's in the region that it is, with the legs and the arms, it could be nerve-related. And if it is, you might want to go see a chiropractic physician who, because the reason is, if it is nerve-related, you get some degeneration, say, in the lower neck and the lower back. Well, those nerves go to all the different muscles and connective tissues down in the legs and in the arms, believe it or not. And so it could be something as simple as that that needs to be worked on. And once they get in and they get that figured out, then, of course, you can go from there. But that's what I would do. I would look down that route first and have someone be able to actually, you know, give you some advice that way. Because when you got generalized pain like that and it's been around for a little while, you definitely want to just know. You don't want to, if it doesn't just kind of come and go and it lingers, that's when you got to be careful. So I would encourage you to do that. All right, 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can give me a call right now. Check us out on the web. Go to asashow.com. Now, you ever see someone yawn? Or you've been around someone that yawns? And believe it or not, I started to read this article, and I yawned just a minute ago. Pretty funny. So why is it contagious? So you're in the meeting at work, driving or relaxing at home, and you know, you think about yawning. Well, next thing you know, your mouth's stretching wide, you're inhaling deeply, and you don't know why. Well, the answer is yes. It's because, of course, you know, scientists know that the simple fact in thinking about yawning can trigger that part of the brain, the hypothalamus, that trips the involuntary response. That we know, but exactly why adult humans, babies, and even fetuses and most animals yawn is still a subject of much scientific debate. University of Geneva researcher Adrian Gussenberg, a physician who wrote a recent article about yawning in the journal Neuroscience and Behavioral Reviews, yawning has been a subject of speculation for centuries. In the 4th century BC, Hippocrates theorized that humans yawn to get rid of bad air and increase the good air. Not a bad thought, actually. So he believed that we yawn to increase flow of oxygen to the brain, but unfortunately for Hippocrates, most scientists agree that that idea has not held up under the weight of modern research. For example, you don't yawn more when you exercise than any other time. If yawning existed to increase oxygen flow, you would. Okay, so actually what happens, we've got a couple of theories. So here are the yawning theories. Are you yawning yet? Have you yawned once since I started talking about this? Yawning keeps us awake. 2007 study at the University of Albany in New York found that yawning is meant to keep us awake for a specific purpose. And they said the ancient social adaptation that evolved to help early group of humans stay alert and detect danger. The reason for yawning proposed by these researchers is in sync with those suggested in science. Drowsiness, boredom, or mild psychological stress are some reasons. It also can indicate sexual arousal. If you ever yawn during foreplay, you can now explain to your partner that it's not their fault. Robert Provine, who's a PhD neuroscientist, said yawning is associated with the changing of bodily state. For example, sleeping to waking or waking to sleeping. When you're in the middle of any type of sexual issue with your partner, a yawn can mean another state shift. So no big deal. It cools the brain. Yawning and sinuses exist to cool the brain. University of Maryland and Princeton University did a study together that when the body begins to overheat, yawning actually begins to tone things down. So it's actually a symptom. A lot of times it could be nervous system damage, sleep deprivation, and others. We'll get back into this when we come out of the commercial break. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk Radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
Some point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 to get the natural pain relief alternative.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Sell something you believe in. Almost sounds like a foreign concept, right? Listen, when is the last time you sold for a company and a product you believed in? Something you could feel good about Monday through Friday, and even Saturday and Sunday. Something with integrity. Perhaps you've heard of us. We're GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Over 800 radio stations, the web, and 4 satellites broadcast our conservative talk radio shows 24/7, 365. While much of radio struggles, we're doing things all over the globe that those with just a transmitter can only dream of. We've got listeners, lots of them, and advertisers who need help reaching those listeners. But they need you. GCN is looking for motivated, self-starters, people good on the phone with proven sales savvy, experience in marketing and advertising. But we'll invest in training the right person. We offer benefits, but the biggest benefit is selling something you believe in. Send your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with GCN and sell something you believe in. Again.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Check us out on the web as well. If you're looking for a provider in your area, information is there at the website. Go to mywellnessproviders.com. Now, we were talking about yawning and just what it even means. They're saying a couple of reasons. Here's some theories of why we yawn: to get more oxygen to the brain, to keep us awake. It is a big indicator of sexual arousal. It cools the brain, and they say it's also a symptom of sleep deprivation. Excessive yawning is called vasovagal reaction and occurs when the body's trying to send more oxygen into the bloodstream. So yawning shows empathy as well. If you yawn when a friend yawns, but don't flinch when you see a stranger yawning, you might want to thank your brain's capacity for affection. A new Italian study connects yawning with empathy. Researchers at the University of Pisa, that would be the Leaning Tower of Pisa, found that people are more likely to yawn in response to a yawn if they feel close to the original yawner. So Elizabeth Pelagi, who's a PhD, wrote the relationship between the two people was the strongest factor whether a yawn spread from one person to another. So they're saying now it's a form of social bonding, and of course emotional contagion, or it's contagious, seems to be a primal instinct that binds us together, and of course yawning may be a part of that. Interesting. Yawning happens every time you get around somebody, yawn, it just happens. Pretty interesting. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health, give me a call right now. You can also shoot me an email. Go to the website, asashow.com. Send me an email, and we'll make it part of the show. Chuck, you're next with us. How can I help, my friend?
Yes, sir. What can you do about Peyronie's disease?
Bit of a challenge, that is for sure. Peyronie's disease is, of course, quite a big deal. Have you been to your doctor several times? I guess you have.
Yeah, not active. Haven't been active in years. It just showed up.
Yeah. I would get with your urologist, and you know, you probably go to your family doctor first, and then get with the urologist, and they can actually lay out some of the options. You know, Peyronie's disease is a challenge for sure, but overall, there are a few things you can do with it, but it just depends on the severity of it. And they'll have to get with you and get some options. But as far as like something natural, can you do any kind of wonder supplement or something? Not really. It's more the medical approach that's going to be the most help when you're dealing with the Peyronie's disease, because it is a challenge, my friend. I know that. It can be for sure. A lot of people call on the show, get a lot of emails about it too. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health, give me a call right now. Now, our food for the day is spinach, one of my favorites. And I love, it's one of the things, spinach and kale both, I just want to talk about it for just a minute because they are superfoods. And, you know, with superfoods like these, the darker the green, you're going to get plenty of iron, which is going to help increase oxygen in the blood. A lot of people think that, of course, you get all your iron from things like red meat. But believe it or not, spinach is loaded with phytonutrients and is loaded with iron. But also, it's got an amazing amount of calcium in it, too. Do you know that just one large cup of spinach is about three times the amount of calcium that you would get in, like, a glass of milk? So our greens that we don't really get, 1.5 Americans eat vegetables every day. That's staggering. So by getting enough greens in our diet, you can mix it in with a smoothie. That's what I do a lot. Blend it up into green water and make sure you get the greens. It makes the body more alkaline. The more alkaline you can make the body, the better. The more efficient it will be and the more effective it will be. So I would encourage you to go that direction. The greens are key. So spinach is one of my favorite. I mean, literally, I use it in just about everything. I eat my salads with it. But it's got a lot of fiber in it as well, and fiber tends to be obviously one of those pieces that we really lack. 40 grams a day are pretty much the norm that you want to shoot for. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Let's go to Rick. Hi, Rick.
Got gastritis.
Hello,
going
Rick,
on, and I think now it's got to be that. Sinuses together with almost symptoms of Meniere's, the way that works, and just pressure in my ear. But I think that that's going to probably boil down to some kind of food allergy. And I just would like to see, you know, what I could do to kind of eliminate and figure out what's going on.
Well, if you're going to do the food elimination, that's a smart way to go. You want to cut out the foods, obviously, that create the most inflammation in the body. Gluten-based foods, all your breads, pasta, cereal, crackers, your flour-based foods. Cutting those out makes a big difference. And then also your dairy products, especially the pasteurized cow's milk dairy. Not that it's a bad thing, but a lot of times people can have sensitivities to it, and it's good to eliminate it for a period of time and see how your body responds. So by cutting those two out, it can make a big, big difference. So those are a couple of things that I would look into. But yeah, one of the things I really like about elimination diet is you notice real quick. I mean, it is, you know, right on time as far as figuring out if you've got some major issue or not, or if you've got digestive issues and the kind of the gurgling and the indigestion, all of that goes away. Yeah, that makes a big difference. Big, big difference. So, you know, I would just eliminate the foods. Get a physician to work with you, by the way, or a dietitian, someone that can kind of guide you in that process. Because you definitely want to have someone that can kind of keep records of it, ask you the right kind of questions. You can kind of keep everything in line. It makes a big, big difference. All right? Thanks so much for the call. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any questions.
Folks, you heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better in some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking AminoActive as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on AminoActive because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
AminoActive worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.